it's mic on. Mic check 1, 2. Turn me up in them headphones.
Let's go. You're now locked in to the Radical Marketer Podcast. Yeah. Your number one podcast to find your clarity, build your brand, and stay ahead of the game.
Count me in.
Awaken to that purpose inside you. Hosted by Dan Radical Hughes. The Radical Marketer Podcast starts now.
Welcome everybody back to the Radical Marketer Podcast. You are now tuning in to episode number 8 called Old and New Wineskins. Why you must embrace the new for your life and your business. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break down another ancient text. I know that y'all love the Habakkuk 2:2. I've been hearing back from you. In today's episode, it's going to be very, very insightful. And I'm going to challenge you to see what are your old wineskins and what are your new wineskins, right? And what do you need to be embracing as far as the new, right? I know that the new is overwhelming. I know that the new can just be like, I don't want to do that. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen, Linda, okay? If you don't do this, you will be left behind, whether you like it or not. Technology advances, okay? But before we break into all that, like I always do, let me know in the comments section how you all are enjoying this podcast. We are now officially into 8 episodes, meaning we have now made a month of content, okay? This is the first month anniversary for the Radical Marketer Podcast, so go ahead and literally let us know how you like it. Please give us a review on our 1 month anniversary for being consistent, showing up for you every day. Show up for us in a comment. Show up for us in a review. Let others know about this show. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Instagram. Share it all over the place. I don't care. Email it to somebody. Let somebody know about this podcast today, because if you know a single business owner, if you know a sole proprietor, if you know a content creator, if you know a startup, if you know a brick and mortar that's trying to just get things going, and you know that they would benefit from this information, please send it to them, because this is inspiration mixed with entrepreneurship and helping people think in a contrarian way that will work for them and their business. So please be a great human and help us out with that. So old and new wineskins, let's talk about it here. I've got a verse. Okay, I'm going to pull this up. I know that some of you guys really liked the last one, so I'm going to make one more of this, and then we'll kind of move on from there. I love being able to mix in every element of my life into this podcast, okay? So please bear with me. If you do not come from the Christian tradition, hey, just take the chicken and leave the bones, because I'm trying to make practical things here. This is all about loving other people. It's not about damning anybody. So bear with me while I read this. It's found in Matthew. Let me just pull up the verse real quick. It's pulled up in Matthew 9 through 6. Matthew chapter 9, 6 through 17. Jesus says, this was Jesus saying this, "No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." In both cases, the metaphor here is of the old wineskin is used to represent something that is no longer useful or effective and needs to be replaced with something new and better suited to the current situation, okay? I think that that really benefits well here in this conversation of what is our old wineskin, what is our new wineskin, and how can we be embracing the new and discarding the old? Ladies and gentlemen, life is change. And I hate to say that to you. There is people that are in your life for a reason. There is people that are in your life for a season, okay? The people that we want to be in our life forever, the realistic truth is they most likely won't, okay? There are people in your life forever if you're super lucky and super blessed with that. And then other times they're in your life for a season. How many of you had a past lover that said that they would always be there and they're not there anymore? AKA marriage, AKA divorce, right? Unfortunately, that happens in this world, right? People fall in love, they fall out of love, they grow apart, they don't protect the relationship, it no longer serves them, whatever the case is, it's gone. How many people have had a business partner, a joint venture that you guys literally thought, or you females, or you male, or whatever, you all thought that this thing was gonna blow up, you're in it to win it, and you're gonna go through it for the long haul, come to find out you have to file bankruptcy, somebody stole from you, somebody didn't, and you had to let it go. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is life is change. And if you fail to embrace the change, you fail to embrace life. That's just the bottom line, okay? So what is a new wineskin? A new wineskin is called digital marketing. A new wineskin is called content creation. A new wineskin is called list building and automation and systems, right? A new wineskin is called Web3, aka the metaverse, right? We actually are living in the metaverse. Every time we're on our phones, that's a form of the metaverse. That's a different topic. What I'm trying to say is, many of you listen to my channel right now that are contractors, that are truck drivers, that are e-com people, that are real estate agents, that are real estate investors, and you are so focused on doing business the way that you've always done business that you are constantly putting all of your energy into an old wineskin that is no longer suited for the marketplace. Meaning, you're doing the same follow-up, you're not getting the results. You're not maximizing your time efficiently. You're not putting systems in place that can be following up with a customer. You put up a website and you expect everybody to buy from it when most people aren't going to buy from it because they need 7 to 13 touches or 7 to 13 attempts to get to know you before they actually buy from you. Case in point, why you should be a content creator on YouTube or on any platform, but specifically YouTube, in my opinion, because now you start building organic trust with that viewer, which turns into a client at some point. Even if they never turn into a client, YouTube pays you to bring them free value, right? This is the new wineskin, being able to leverage the social media behemoth for your own good to bring in massive wealth, massive leads, massive transactions, right? Massive community, right? Never in time have we ever had what we have now with the internet and with social media. And with all of the leverage that we have with credit in the financial system and the social media system. We've never had that. But so many people that I know follow my channel, right, are so focused on getting a business loan to start a business, but then they don't have a system in place to capture their lead, then to turn their lead into a sale, and then to turn the sale into a raving fan that brings on another client. They have no systems in place that is conducive for growth in a new wineskin. They are constantly putting all of their fresh wine, aka their energy, into old systems called an old wineskin, and things aren't working. And you're wondering why business isn't booming, and you're wondering why clients aren't going through the door, and you're wondering why you have to do paid ads all the time. When you could be saying, okay, let me just take some time to learn YouTube. Let me just take some time to focus on me, to get me right so I can be in front of millions of people and start bringing value and showing up in the world in my creative genius, and then letting technology help me, assist me, whether it be AI, whether it be email marketing and text marketing and CRM systems, and following up with these clients with email marketing. Maybe I put a pop-up on my website and give something for free. This is an old trick. It's called a lead magnet. But basically, you put your email in for something. This is so old. But what happens if you give extreme value out there? What happens if you create free courses about your product? Now they want to work with you. You let them hold the puppy. You let them hold the kitty. They want to take the pet home, right? The little kid's enjoying it. So the best way to sell something is to let people taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that this beer is amazing. Taste and see that this wine from Napa Valley. So many people that I know get so stuck in what they've been taught from people that don't even know marketing. Been taught so many things and they just keep operating out of what they learned from an Amway conference in 1990 or 2000. Or regurgitate what they thought from some like very boring mainstream YouTuber that is like, dude, where'd you get this information from? This is like so yesterday. Marketing is human. People are people. Businesses are ran by people. Views are people. You have to put your energy into new systems. You have to embrace the new systems correlated in your business model. Everyone needs email marketing. Everyone needs text marketing. If people don't know you, they can't buy from you. How will they know you at a massive scale if you do not have a digital online footprint? How will they know you, professional people, if you're not on LinkedIn? LinkedIn is the number one platform for the highest annual salary. at age of salary is like $80,000 on LinkedIn. Don't quote me. It's very much close to that. It's more than Facebook. It's more than Instagram. It's more than YouTube. The money's on LinkedIn. The connections on LinkedIn. The network is on LinkedIn. The job placements are on LinkedIn. If you're not leveraging that, you're not embracing a new wineskin. Why? Because if you are a real estate agent, if you are a corporate speaker, if you are into personal development, if you are an agency owner, why the hell are you not on LinkedIn? Because that is where the connections are, right? We all know Facebook, okay? Facebook is great. It keeps evolving. Facebook keeps embracing new wineskins, live video, in-stream ads with monetization, Facebook groups. They called themselves Meta before the metaverse was really even known, okay? Facebook is evolving. Instagram is evolving. All of these networks are evolving. If they're not embracing new wineskins to pour their energy and their dollars and their people into, if they're not embracing these new wineskins, everything they're doing is breaking, like what that verse says. When you put new wine into an old skin, the thing breaks. The system breaks. The person breaks. The energy breaks. And so that is why it's so important that when we're putting our most precious asset, which is our energy, which is our spirit. We are spirit people. We are energy. Yes, we're made of matter, but everything that matters is made of energy. Energy just evolves and changes form. So your human existence is energy, okay? Whether you want to call it like foo-foo stuff or not, literally, your energy, okay? And so where you put your energy, where you put your spirit is so, so important. You are the wine. The systems are the wine skin. The technology is the wine skin. How are you putting your focus, your IP, your energy out there to the world? Are you on the internet? Is your business on the internet? Do you not only have a website, but you have a way to capture information? So many people used to go, I got a website, check it out. How are you capturing your information? How do you know who's even coming to your website? How are you following up with somebody that views your website that may want to buy but forgot because life got busy? And you lost that on all these sales. So you run these ads on Facebook or you listen to these agency people say, let us run ads for you, but you have no way to follow up. You're kidding me, right? That's an old wineskin. You're relying solely on email when people give fake email addresses so that they don't get your emails. Text them, right? You're so focused on how you feel comfortable doing business that you fail to do business at a high clip because you're so stressed out and overwhelmed and don't want to learn something new. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not a student of life, you will not be successful in life. You have to learn these systems. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't get in on the small window that we have left on Web 2, you are going to get left behind in Web 3. What happens when people put glasses on and they can go right into the metaverse? It's going to happen whether you like it or not. What happens when Elon Musk brain chip, I forget what that thing's called, where it connects to your brain waves via the Wi-Fi and the internet, cell towers, 5G. This thing is coming whether you like it or not. What happens when there's digital ID and everything's on the blockchain? This is happening whether you like it or not. You have ChatGPT now collecting information from God knows who where. God knows where. Google sources the web pages, right? Google, YouTube, right? You can still be in those platforms. But what about Alexa? What about ChatGPT? What about the new wave of AI?
Or the character of Chachi is the younger cousin of Fonzie. First appeared in Happy Days.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Hey, Alexa, stop. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. You talk and the technology talks to you. That's a new wineskin. Okay? That's a new wineskin. I forgot I even had Alexa in my room. Okay? So anyways, what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is you need to embrace the new. Because if you fail to do so, you will hurt yourself, you will hurt your business, and you will hurt your client base. Your client base, your customers, your market, the people that you are aiming to serve deserve you to show up in their fullest capacity. And once you start embracing new wineskins, now you're putting out better content, more content, better services, more efficiency, which then cuts down on costs, right? So that is what an old wineskin is. That is what a new wineskin is pertaining to entrepreneurship. I love spirituality. I love philosophy. And I love making things practical to all people because we have such a gift with the wisdom text. We have such a gift with ancient texts, whether it be the Quran, whether it be all the different books that are out there across the world. These are all sacred texts that we can learn from. We are tribal by nature, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying to explain things with our limited worldview and where we're at. We shouldn't run from those things. We should run to those things and let them serve us in our journey. Right? I'm not telling people what to believe. I'm not telling people who to believe in. What I am telling you is be a student of life. This verse that I told you right here, if you want to read it for yourself and go read it, Jesus gave this example. And I thought it was such a beautiful example because so many of us are trying to put something so precious called our energy into things that aren't working because we've been taught, told, and instructed to do so, that was the way when it's not the way anymore. The way now is content creation. The way now is being in the creator economy, is being in Web3, is selling with community, is building community, is living within community. If you don't like community, ladies and gentlemen, you're in an old wineskin because we are now here. The people that are successful will be the people that can build out the fastest platform, the quickest value, and the biggest community. That's why I'm a community guy, but I'm like that anyway. I love people. So I'm focused on building out the platform, building out the community, serving people massively. Here's an old wineskin for you. Stop selling credit repair. Stop selling funding. Stop selling these services that don't actually help people, but help your pocketbook. Teach them how to fish. That's a new wineskin. Get your hands dirty. That's a new idea. Teach them. Be an education company. And then, yeah, have a boutique service if they want that. Cool. I love it. But so many people just want to fish for them and keep people on this never-ending cycle. You want to make $1 million? Solve $1 million problems. Solve $1 million problems, ladies and gentlemen. Embrace AI. It's amazing. We have a gift here. Embrace the internet. We have a gift here. I know you finally embraced your smartphone because everybody that ever bought a cell phone said, I don't need internet on my phone. I got a dumb phone. I got a flip phone. Then that same person, 5-10 years later, oh, look at my Galaxy. Oh, look at my iPhone. I could do this, this, and this. But you didn't want to pay $30 for a data plan back in the day, right? But now you do. You didn't want to lease your phone and trade it in every year, but now you do. Contrarians are early adopters. Radical Nation is early adopters. We embrace the new wineskins. We don't want the old wine. We don't want the old wineskins. We want the new baby. We want the fresh, moist mist of life. In every aspect, embrace the new. Love the new. Seek after the new. First fruits, baby. Go get it. Put your teeth into that fresh meat. Bite it. Enjoy it. Live it up. Enjoy the virgin of life that gives you every single day. I know that this is very esoteric, very conceptual, very spiritual. But ladies and gentlemen, life is spiritual. Entrepreneurship is spiritual. Humanitarianism is spiritual. We are spiritual because everything is energy. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's the truth. So, my question to you, put it in the comment section. Tweet me, at Radical Hughes. DM me, at Radical Hughes. Is what is my old wineskin that I need to discard? Tweet it to me. DM me, okay? I'll share it on my Instagram. I'll retweet it. I want to know today, what is an old wineskin that you need to crucify? What is an old wineskin that you need to discard and get out of your life? And what is a new wineskin that you need to be pouring your energy into? I'm so excited to hear from you. I love you with all my heart. I can't wait to see you guys on the next episode. Stay radical, be you, live, love, inspire, love people, and help them launch their dreams. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Love y'all. Peace.
No Let's get it.
You just tuned into another episode of the Radical Marketer Podcast. Woo. We want to know what you thought. DM Rad on Instagram or drop him a comment to his YouTube channel at Radical Hughes.
That's my brother.
Yo, don't forget to leave a review. Awaken that purpose inside you. And subscribe to the Radical Marketer Podcast for more free, transparent marketing advice. This was the Radical Marketer Podcast.